everybody, and welcome back to All Talk No Bock. I'm exhausted and tired, but here we are. We're going to do this. I'm Heather.
I'm Charles.
And I'm Reese.
And you guys, we made it here to opening weekend. How exciting. It's a normal season. They're going to play 162. They're playing every day.
Lots of games.
I got to go to the opening day game on Thursday for the Angels.
We're gonna talk about all that. A few games were rained out this weekend, and you guys will know that we record on Saturday, so we haven't seen all the games up until Tuesday, but we have seen a few. So we're gonna talk about all of them, what we saw, what we didn't see, and who we think impressed the most, who we think was the most disappointing, who we think we shouldn't panic about, etc., etc. So I guess we'll just start out with like a general overview. First of all, might I say I'm impressed with the Blue Jays. I'll just say that because I don't think they played yesterday, but in that opening day game, I think the score was 3-2, and they were playing at Yankee Stadium, and the Yankees lost. So
it was huge. I agree, Heather. The Blue Jays, they showed up that day. I mean, you have Cole versus Ryu, a pretty damn good matchup if you ask me. And you know, it was 2-1 heading into the top of the sixth, and Gerrit Cole was still in, and he gives up a bomb that ties it up 2-2. And that's something that you gotta, you know, worry about with him, is how long can he go? And in those sixth or seventh innings, is he going to start just, I mean, this ball was thrown right down the middle for this guy. There couldn't have been a more perfect pitch for him to hit. So if you don't have that, I mean, it went into extras for the Blue Jays to win, and their bullpen really shut him down after those first couple of runs that they scored, you know, Sanchez with that good hit and Hicks with another hit. And, you know, they were rolling at the beginning, and it just seemed like the Blue Jays were the more dominant team on the defensive side as the game progressed on. And I'm looking to see a lot more from that from them. And if their offense can get going, then look out for that team, because they're young, they're hot. It's going to be fun to watch them this season.
Yeah, I think we all thought the Yankees would be – like, we all put the Yankees up top just because their offense is really good. But they're pitching, and Cole's their best one. And, you know, after that, it's like who, what, when, where, how type of situation. So – you know, maybe that was unfair of a lot of MLB officials and a lot of Vegas bettors.
Lost Tanaka too to the league. So he's not going to be playing, and a lot of fantasy owners, and my buddy's pissed because now Paxton, he has to pay out his contract, and he's not even going to be getting any points. He's playing, I think, in the Japanese league the Japanese league. So
yes.
It's tough for the Yankees to deal with that, but I honestly thought that their bullpen did well. I mean, to only allow 3 runs isn't the worst, and a lot of those runs, 2 of them came from Cole, so their bullpen only allowed 1, and that was in the 10th inning, so you're getting kind of deeper into that rotation. So as long as they can close out games, that's my only worry with them, is that, you know, they're not as deep as the Dodgers or the Padres, some of these other teams, the White Sox with Hendricks. They don't have that kind of a guy, so they're going to need to pad their lead or make sure that they're safe enough to where they get deeper in their rotation, then they're not going to give up an easy home run or anything.
So. Yeah. Yep. Totally. Totally.
But moving on, what about your Dodgers? What's going on? I mean, the first game, you know, it was a little shaky, but at least you could take satisfaction in the fact that you're big money man in the offseason, the guy you paid all that money to get from Cincinnati. He did well. He did really well. It wasn't until you took him out that, you know, he started giving up all those runs. He had, you know, how many strikeouts through like 5 innings? He was up there. It was eight or nine.
Yeah.
Yeah, without a hit allowed. He didn't allow a hit through those first 5 innings. So
six innings, he didn't allow a hit. And in the 7th, he got rocked. And I, you know, there's a lot of theories. He hadn't run the bases yet. He had to in that previous inning. elevation. No, that's serious. Because normally they do a program in between innings.
No, I get it.
The elevation could have gotten to him eventually, and he got tired. A lot of theories as to why it all of a sudden became 10-0 to 10-6. mm-hmm. In a snap of the fingers, and David Price wasn't good to start his Dodger career.
Played for 2 years, but gave him a little bit of a break.
And he allowed 2 solo home runs right off the tip. But that happened, and you know what? Generally, you know, if they're 1-1, fine. I will add that the Dodgers had the opportunity to win in the top of the 9th inning in that first game. Mm-hmm. They loaded the bases.
Mookie. I was watching that.
And devastating. But it's the first game of the season. Kershaw was bad. I wouldn't say he was bad.
It was the same thing with Bauer. You know, Kershaw, they both started off well. A couple of errors from the defense, you know, on that one run that they allowed with Kershaw was just a bunt right to Muncy, and he just misfielded it. So that was like one run on him. And, you know, I just think that they're great for 5-6 innings, Kershaw 5 and Bauer for 6. But, you know, it's so hard to read that line with pitchers because you don't know when they're, like you're saying, going to get rocked in the 7th inning or something's going to happen because it's so hard to judge. And, you know, these pitchers are doing so much and you feel like they're in a rhythm, but sometimes you got to say, hey, you know, that was a great 6 innings, but we got to switch it up. We're going to, you know, you've been through the rotation twice.
I disagree. Kershaw and Bauer's outings were not the same. Kershaw was striking out nobody. Kershaw's slider wasn't sharp. Kershaw allowed single after single after single after single after single. Yes, there was
That was in the sixth inning, though.
No.
In the first 5 innings, he was doing pretty well. Yeah, he was. No. I watched the game. Yeah, it was, what, 4-4 at that point, and then he started giving up some runs?
Four runs. No, there were runs given up throughout because it was 1-0 and then quickly 1-1. Then it was supposed to be 2-0, but Cody Bellinger's home run counted as an RBI single out.
How have we not brought that up yet? What happened there? That overrun.
Yeah, that was ugly and weird.
A little confusion. You know, I was at work during that game, but that was the one play that I saw while I was there.
Anyway, my point was that game was more a flippy floppy situation, and then Jimmy Nelson was garbage. There were a lot of garbage pitching performances from the Dodgers this weekend, but the Padres being 2-0, can't necessarily disagree. Yu Darvish wasn't good.
I would agree with that. Wasn't the greatest performance by you, but.
And they, what was it, 7 runs he allowed? 6? 7? 8?
Yeah, I think it was 7. Yeah.
7.
No, 7. It was 7.
Yeah, that's not stellar, but they came away 2-0, and that's where we're at with the Padres. So, but they're playing the Diamondbacks. I don't know. What can you say?
What can you say, Reese? What do you got for us from the Padres? Are they going to keep it up? Are they going to go on like a 10-0 run to start the season? What's going on with them?
Padres are going to keep it up, no doubt. I mean, Eric Hosmer is like the star of the show in both games. He's the first Padre in both those games to get 3 hits and consecutive homers. So, his back probably hurts him carrying the team these past 2 days, but we'll see what happens tonight. But then again, you do bring up a good point. It is the Diamondbacks. So really, what can you say? I think that their ability will really start to show. I'm not speaking down on the Diamondbacks by any means, but I think that our capability as a team will really start to show when we are challenged a little bit more, although it did on opening day seem like we were challenged a little bit there. We were up 6-1 and then all of a sudden we weren't. And so, you know, it's stuff like that. It's sloppy play, sloppy pitching. It's going to get you. And that's definitely a weakness that we are looking at right now. It's not something that I really anticipated, but, you know, true colors were shown. So hopefully that was a little bit of a slip up that will be remedied quickly. I guess I'd rather it happen early on in the season than to start off hot and then immediately start slipping. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if we can really hone in on that and work on that moving forward, regardless, I think we're going to have a successful season. I think that, you know, we're 2-0 right now. It is obviously so early in the season, so that means nothing. But,
Maybe at 4-0.
No parade yet. No parade yet. Padres Twitter might tell you otherwise, but no parade yet. So yet to be seen. We'll see what happens tonight.
And don't forget about your guy Snell. He looked pretty good yesterday. That's another acquisition you got. It's not all about Darvish, as you know, much as we want to talk about him, Mr. You know, Cy Young, all that. You know, I feel like Blake Snell is the kind of guy that we can also hype up, and it was a great acquisition for him. So they got some pitching. They also got Paddock. You know, I think they've They've got some tools. They're not as deep as some of these other teams, but you know, I think that they're right with them, and they have some injuries for sure. They got to stay healthy. They have to stay
injury-prone players
in a long season, especially. This isn't 60 games anymore.
Yeah,
you know, we're trying to get back to a full season here, and everybody's thinking that we're going to see. I bet you there is a complete switch. We'll have the Dodgers and the Padres and the White Sox will be back, but I'm thinking that there could be some teams that shock a lot of people with a longer season because injuries are going to hurt, things are going to happen, and a team that worries me that's starting off pretty hot, and I'm kind of surprised. They start off with the Marlins, but it's Snell's old team, the Rays. They're pitching well. They've only allowed 4 runs through the first 2 games. Mm. They had a shutout in the first game by Glasnow. So he's still over there. Glasnow's still over there. But if they get hurt on the pitching side, they have – I don't know who they have to back up Glasnow and all these other guys. I got to do some digging on that because I think that they're in trouble with a longer season. And Tampa Bay is always known for – dishing out their top pitchers. We were shocked when they dished out Morton and Glasnow, but it's going to be interesting to see how they can. I'm sorry?
Morton and Snell. Morton
and Snell with Glasnow staying. It's going to be interesting to see how they can keep it up and stay healthy throughout this long season. What do you guys think about the Rays?
You know, we always do this with the Rays, don't we? We're always like, oh, this year they're going to be shit. They don't pay anyone. They let everybody walk. I mean, remember back in the day with Chris Archer? Remember that?
Oh, my gosh. Archer, Price. I can keep going with Price, all these names. And now you got Morton and Snell, all of these guys that keep on going.
And I mean, they're the little engine that could. They don't care. They're playing with house money. They know who they are. I mean, their farm system's excellent. They're still ranked in the top 3, I believe, according to MLB Pipeline. And the Dodgers are 14th now. I mean, it's shit. I'm happy for the Rays. You know, hell, if anybody who could give the Yankees fits, I'm totally all here for. And speaking of debuts that we couldn't see in that AL East, I was sad that the Red Sox were rained out because I wanted to see Kike. I mean, they played yesterday, I'm sorry, but they didn't play opening day. I'm interested to see the Red Sox because, as you guys know, if you listened to last week, the Red Sox were my sneaky pick. That nobody was paying attention to. So we'll see how they do. Them and, you know, I mean, there's teams in there, the Orioles, you know, you just don't know with Trey Mancini back. So it's going to be an interesting division, to say the least. And I mean, we all are looking at Aaron Judge over there in New York to be a MVP candidate. He said Gary Sanchez would be an MVP candidate. So we'll see. But I'm interested more in the other teams in the AL East than I am in the Yanks. What about you, Reese?
Over in the AL?
AL East is dangerous, Heather. I agree with you. Like, I think it's going to be the most competitive division this year. I know.
You think?
I think so. You know, we got a really good Blue Jays team. Okay. If I think it's going to be really close. I think all those teams are pretty evenly matched. It's not like, you know, the Dodgers and the Padres and then the rest of the NL West. It seems that, you know, we just saw from that Blue Jays Yankees game, those two teams are really evenly matched. And if Heather's right and the Rays continue to be scrappy, they still got Rosarena, they got Lau, they got those guys on offense. I'm just worried about their pitching. But if that division can stay scrappy and everybody kind of plays to their talents, which I think they have a lot of talent there, if they can stay healthy, I'm going to keep driving that point in a long season. I think it's going to be fun to watch, guys. And I feel sad for Baltimore because I feel like they never get any love. They never get any love. The Orioles are always just there. And even if they do well, people are like pissed at them for doing well. They're like, I don't want to see Baltimore up in the top. Like, who cares about them? That's going to be so boring to watch that playoff game. I feel bad for them. They need like a they need that guy, like a Tatis or, you know, any of those Dodger players that are always hyped up. Or
bring him back on top, yeah.
Yeah, or a Trout, somebody to, like, hype up and have a player there that's like, hell yeah, you know? Like Chris Davis was for the Orioles back when he was there. Like somebody who can hype up the team and give them a face to pair with the organization. So I'm interested to see.
Speaking of teams that we give no love to, in looking at the standings and reminding myself of what went down these past 2 days, the only team in the NL East with a winning record of 1-0, your Philadelphia Phillies. Wow. Okay. Well, listen.
I feel like Heather's just pissed off because she's like, I've told that like the Phillies were like my team that I did not want, or just like you were talking some shade on them, something. You were like,
what?
I don't like the Phillies. Last week you were talking something about the Phillies. I thought weren't they your disappointment? I thought they were your disappointment team. I'm gonna rewatch that and listen because I'm pretty sure
maybe they were. Maybe they would be my disappointment team, but I mean, this opening day means nothing. The Braves are fourth in the division at 0-1, yeah. So this means really, really nothing.
Two of the teams haven't even played yet.
Two of the teams haven't played. COVID. Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of the NL has only played one game or zero games, and but of course the NL West, you always got that. That's a tight looking race if I ever seen one, but no, I think the Phillies will not perform up to par again, but I don't think that about the Mets either. So I worry about both teams in the NL East. Hell, there's reason to worry for the Nationals too. So, you know, the NL East is going to be interesting. I mean, listen, with the new owner, every Mets fan is going ham over Frankie Lindor signing that contract for
I think they're pretty solid. I hope the Mets are good. I really do. You know, may thinking they could collapse. You know, it's a first team that they're putting together with a lot of these guys first year with each other, so the chemistry might be a little off. But they got some guys. You know, I think that McCann signing was great since they couldn't get Real Muto or Grandal. They went and got a good catcher and. I think that they've done enough in the offseason to really make a contention for a wild card spot. I mean, I think the Braves are still by far the better team in that division, but I think that the Mets could have a play for a wild card. We'll see. Could be interesting. It'd be fun to have that that New York, both of those teams, that Subway Series alive again. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Yes, we can't talk about any team, though, without forgetting about the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Yes.
Because
Charles was there
opening day, fans. We had a live. I'm sad. Nobody from All Talk joined, but it's okay.
You didn't ask.
We had, I didn't know I had to. I thought I told you guys that I was going to be on a live. It's all right.
Just pause right there.
Fans, 10 people joined.
Listening.
I hope
so you know
enjoyed
this.
It.
Charles is like, I want to do happy hour and then doesn't like text. Charles says, I want to do it on opening day, but doesn't text. You can't do that. You need to communicate a little better. You want to see
if you listen
stuff.
To last week, I'm sure you will hear me say, I'm going to be live. I'm going to be at the game.
Were you
doing
live?
A TikTok. I was live. I was for two innings, maybe three.
I have zero memory of that.
It's okay because I'll probably go to another one and we'll have everyone on there. So the whole family will be together.
How'd you afford that, Charles? How'd
It'll
you pay
fun.
For that? Did you like
no comment on mom, that?
What if we just go to the game?
No comment on that. We're gonna
what
keep talking
go
about baseball.
Too?
We could exactly let's all go to the game. That will be the first time all of us will meet. But back to that opening day. I mean, for that comeback to happen against, you know, we couldn't hit Giolito all day. And then Upton gets that one hit in the bottom of the sixth. We go down 3-1. Then we get another one from Fowler. Nice little hit. He gets on, then he gets thrown out at second. But then Stassi hits a home run, and we're down 3-2. Then in the bottom of the eighth, we got Trout, hits a nice shot, ties the game up, and then we get a nice little fielder's choice that wins it 4-3. It was a great game, great first game to be at, especially as an Angels fan, to get that close win. But, you know, we lost yesterday 12-8. That was sad. Yes, Reese, what do you have?
Well, my question for you, just while we're on the subject of the Angels and opening day, as a fan who was unable to go, you know, obviously last season, What was it like being there and watching that comeback? Just like, obviously, I don't know how many people listening right now were able to attend opening day games, but as someone who was there, what was it like to see that live and in person for the first time in over a year?
It felt like home, to be honest. It felt like, you know, we're finally back, and it was a great feeling to just go out. It was so weird. You know, you go after all this time and it does feel new, but then at the same time, once you get that hot dog, you get that beer, whatever, it starts to come back to you, and it's all too familiar. You know, you go to Golden Road right across the street, you hit your spots and you do all that tradition stuff, and it's fun. You know, the only thing that was weird about it was they had QR codes all around the stadium. So you had to scan these QR codes, and then all of the eateries around your section would pop up. But the problem was, they didn't plan for the amount of people, even at 20% capacity, and the places were down from like the third inning to the sixth inning. Nobody could order food. So you had the whole stadium going crazy, especially, you know, families out there trying to feed their kids. They want to, you know, give them a full experience, give them a hot dog. Some kids haven't even been to a game since COVID after a year. So that was kind of an issue, tackling that. And that made it feel like it was still, we were in COVID and all this other stuff. But man, to watch a comeback like that, Reese, and to win by one and to put our closer in and still get nervous, you know, because one hit can still change the game in the top of the ninth. Yeah. So
it was just, that happen, so
it's so hard to put into words, guys. I know it's tough to get tickets right now, but if you can, or just go down to your stadium, whether you're in LA or Oakland, wherever, and go to a restaurant right across the street and watch the game there. I promise you, you'll still get that feeling of baseball back, and you know, you'll see all the cars there. It'll feel like old times. It's really fun to go back there.
And you know, speaking of late game game changers, how about those Brewers with a walk-off win? You guys watch that?
Oh yeah, that was a great game.
I didn't catch the Brewers, to be honest with you. I didn't catch the Brewers, but I am aware that they won. But I didn't watch it. But good. I told you guys, look out for the Brewers this season, because
Brewers getting a lot of hype.
They have a great 1-2 punch, don't they? And yeah. Corbin Burnes and Woodruff. And yep. It's gonna be good. Once again, the depth might hurt them. They don't have much. And like Tampa, they're sort of one of those scrappy, we're just gonna do it teams. But hey, their offense is decent.
I'd agree with that.
You know what? With that division, Cardinals, Cubs, you just you don't know until the end. I mean, the last like two or three seasons have been like, they've all had bad records because they've just been beating each other up to pulps, and they slide into the postseason one or two. Last year there were four, I believe, of five. Sorry, Pirates fans. But they all got out in the first round, so it doesn't really mean anything. So I don't know. Yeah, Brewers good. You know, listen, Mariners are 1-1. So it's an interesting start to a season. Nothing's really the lining the way that I think a lot of people predicted in those first two games. Sort of odd, Twins are 0-1, A's are 0-2. So things are a little reversed.
Twins are 0-1? I don't know. They didn't impress me in the postseason, first of all. And with all of them just playing, you know, the AL Central, I just think that they got a pretty easy deal in playing teams that were kind of like them, and they were, you know, able to beat some of them. But I would like to see how the Twins do when they have to face the entire league this season and see how they can come back. Because to be honest, I'm not too impressed with them. It was a great win from the Brewers, not putting them down. It reminded me a lot of that Yankees Blue Jays game we were just talking about, went into the 10th inning. It was a home field walk-off instead of the away team. Basically, well, the away can't walk off, but the home team won it this time. And it was great to see, you know, Milwaukee's been getting some hype. Let's see if they can live up to it. I think that if they can keep playing and winning these close games, that's what it's all about, win the close ones. And if they can do that, I could see them making a wild card spot maybe this year.
Totally. Any last thoughts from the people? I mean, there's not a ton to talk about. We've seen two games. Some teams we've seen no games. Some teams we've seen one game.
The one series that shocked me so far, and I don't know if it's because they got rid of Hendricks. I don't know what's going on in Oakland, but the Astros up two real quick on the A's, and they're hitting well. They're doing well. I hate to say it. It's coming out of my mouth. I'm about to throw up over here because I hate talking good about the Astros. Just leaves a sour taste in my mouth after. I'm probably going to have to go wash it out with a sponge, but I hate them, and they're doing well in our division, and it's the worst.
People, it's okay, it's early.
All those
don't worry
Astro
about it.
Fans, they're saying right now, oh, see, we don't need the trash cans. We're good with it. It just drives me insane that these guys are off to a good start, and Gurriel hitting home runs at like 37. What's going on here? I don't understand what the heck is going on with this Astros hype and all the juju, the good luck that they're getting to start out the season. Just makes me upset. I know Heather has some strong words to say about the Astros.
Let it out, Heather. I mean, let it out.
Nothing that they can't scream into a trash can. I feel fine about the Astros because we all know that they're the devil of Major League Baseball, and that they will burn in the baseball hell. And whether that's now or later, I don't care because they suck. They're going to trade Carlos Correa probably in the season. Alex Bregman is a prick.
But he's doing well pricks. Also. He has a home run in each game so far. Granted, it's only two, but he's 2 for 2. I know, I know, but it's they're winning, Heather. It irritates me. Come on. Like, these guys, they're the most hated team in baseball. They should have been the 1919 Black Sox and gotten canned.
Really,
every one of them should have gotten suspended for what they did.
You know, if you listen to this podcast, you would think that the Dodgers are the most hated team in baseball. But alas, Charles is saying it's the Astros.
We're just saying for Dodger fans to be more humble, even though you say they are, which I don't agree with
that.
More
humble than your other co-hosts. Fan base.
I knew that was gonna come.
I mean, I can't. Twitter says it all. Twitter says it all. But anyway, no, I'm happy that it's just the two games and the Dodgers are getting out their heebie-jeebies in the first two. I mean, pitching performances have ranged from to ooh. But
Heather with the sound effects today, I like it.
In my brand new mic, y'all. I have a brand new mic.
We also forgot about that Indians Tigers game, guys, in the snow. How cool was that?
That was so cool
to watch that. And then Miggy hits a home run and slides into second
like
in the snow, but he didn't even know
he hit
a home run.
Away. Isn't he like 12 away from 500?
He's close to 500 and 3,000 hits, I believe. He's close
That's
to both. So.
Insane. I mean. Yeah. Miguel Cabrera, that's just a tiger if I've ever seen one, you know, like he just embodies, he's such a lifer. I love those players that stay with a team for that long. And, you know, I watched a commercial, it was a car commercial of all things, but man, this one hit. It was, have you guys seen Field of Dreams where James Earl Jones is talking about baseball, outstanding, the test of time. Oh my gosh. I mean, Reese, you asked me what it felt like to go back to a game, that commercial, and what he said just embodies it all, you know?
Yeah.
Standing the test of time, battling a pandemic, going through all of this, baseball is what lives on. It's what unites a lot of people, carries on, and America's pastime, everything, you know? All this great stuff that baseball represents.
SDSU just started allowing fans in yesterday for the first time all season. And that was like I've been going to games all season, just covering it, but like being there with fans was totally different. And it was so hype and it was so cool. And it just felt like, you're right. Like it felt like home. Like it's like, oh, this is what baseball is all about. Just like seeing everyone come together and unite under their favorite team. So it's just cool. It's fun. It's special. I'm really glad we have that back this year.
Me too.
Well, shout out to the cat that ran onto Coors Field because that's a fan. That's a fan that was really missing baseball. And you know what? They wanted to go so bad that they just ran right on there and they took their shot. And I respect that cat. And there was a funny tweet. It was like, belly cat. What are they feeding? The Dodgers
that's
Twitter's
funny.
Unmatched. Dodgers Twitter, Sujo's unmatched. Shout out to Sujo. Anyway, we will be right back to wrap this thing up.
Oh. That's it for us here at All Talk No Bock. We hope you enjoyed our opening day coverage. All you baseball fanatics, lovers of pork and baseball and brews and chocolate malts, we hope you enjoyed all this coverage out there. It's been a crazy couple of days. Some teams are starting off hot, like the Padres, and some teams got to get it together, and we're going to see who can maintain consistency here from how they've opened and who's going to turn it around here. And we hope you guys are going to stick with us. There's a lot more to cover. Check out our social media, our Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter. TikTok is still going strong. Everything's going great. Make sure to check out our website, alltalknobock.com. Via Redbubble, we got all your merchandise for All Talk, the taco shirts, everything that you guys love. So be sure to check all that out. And anything else that we got going on?
That's pretty much covers it. Hope you guys tuned in to Batter Up on Thursday, and know that every Thursday will be a new one. I am so curious to see what my All Talk No Box staff has to say about it, and what everybody else has to say about it too. So, I'm really happy that we got it up. We know that there are problems with episode one, but hopefully you guys tuned in anyway, because they get better and better as we go along. We've already filmed up to episode three. So that's very good. So thank you for those that tuned in, and for those that didn't, go to YouTube, type in Batter Up, and it should be the first thing that pops up. And we talked about the Astros in the first episode, so that was fun too. Other than that, I'll just echo what Charles said. Follow us on social media, go to Redbubble for merch. And you can get all different kinds of merch. So not just a sweatshirt or hoodie or t-shirt, you get all different kinds of things. So very cool what Redbubble offers. And check out those articles. Reminder that we moved down to 2 times a week instead of 3 for the articles. So this past week it was Wednesday and Friday. Normally it will be Monday and Wednesday. So check those out too. Very entertaining articles of all different types of subject matter. We did one on King Kong versus Godzilla, but rather than the actual movie, Dan broke down the two players with the nicknames of King Kong and Godzilla. So that was fun. And so much more than that. Bad opening day performances was the most recent one that came out too, because we're filming this on Saturday. So anyway, go check those out. As always, thank you for leaving comments on Squarespace if you did so. We love to see those on the articles. But leave those comments on the YouTube and our social media too, because we love to interact with our fans. Thank you guys for tuning in. We will see you next week. We promise the content will be less baseball-y. We just wanted to break down opening weekend. So it'll be our normal fun content next week. Thank you guys, and have a great week. We'll see you next Tuesday. Yes, next Tuesday. I'm so tired, guys. I'm going back to bed. Love you all. Goodbye.
Bye.